And now that I have your attention, we're gonna talk a little bit about Black History Month. And this isn't the episode you think that is going to be. Not really here to educate you on much history, but on some current history about Black History Month. And I just want to talk about the commercialization, the pandering, and the nonsense that this lovely country has created out of Black History Month. And Black History Month has always been interesting to me since a child, because the month, I mean, we all know it's like the shortest month of the year, February, 28 days, 29 days on a leap year. And I am just so tired of what it's become, what we have allowed it to become every year. So let's get into the conversation. Hopefully, again, this podcast sparks a conversation with your family members, friends, ruffled up some co-workers' feathers, you know, because sometimes, you know, we may not always agree, but the conversation has to be had. But to keep my thoughts in order, I'm going to start with Black History Month in the workplace. Black History Month in the workplace is so interesting because workplaces are so awkward, you know, like, it's like, I don't want to say this because I don't know what so-and-so is going to say. I don't want to be labeled as this. But when Black History Month rolls around at the job, it kind of feels weird. It's kind of like, what are we getting this month? What's going to happen? How are they going to, quote unquote, honor Black history this time? Oh, well, are we going to have a potluck? Are we going to have a guest speaker? Are going to remind us about how resilient we are as Black people and how far we have come and how much people like Martin Luther King has sacrificed for us. Murdered. Just want to make sure that's an example and that's clear. But for me, Black History Month in workplace has always been so cringy because it's always the people who are, well, majority of the time, the people who are not Black who are leading these conversations. And they lead the conversation in a very interesting way because they kind of tiptoe around certain things. It's kind of like they have things to talk about and things not to talk about. But let's make sure we don't have too much Black people talking about this, because then it kind of doesn't make the conversation digestible. The thing about history in this country is that we try to make history, you know, package it in a way that's kind of like, oh, it's Black History Month. Yeah, you know, there were slaves and then, you know, they were free. And then, you know, it was civil rights. And then, you know, now we're here. Too many gaps in Black history for us to make it seem like this history is something that is so easy to digest, because there are so many missing parts. And we all know when it comes to the workplace, there is a huge pay gap. It's one thing to be Black, it's another thing to be a woman. Either way, you aren't getting paid as much as your counterparts, as are your other coworkers. Age as well plays a big factor. At my last job, when I found out that I was getting paid less than other people, it was time for me to go, because the thing is, I'm not going to do more work and get paid less. Why would that make any sense? And to play another card, I'd be here longer. Come on, let's get it together. But when it comes to the workplace, think about, how is Black History Month celebrated in your workplace? Is it talked about? Do they have serious conversations, serious panels? Do they just kind of like put up some type of cute flyer or cute email and then have their CEO, you know, sign the email and that's it? Now, I'm going to say this, if they're using a kente cloth, run. Run if they're using a kente cloth. But let's get to the conversation about retail stores, grocery stores too. They have gotten to the conversation of Black History Month and how to celebrate it and what to do and what to sell. And I hate the idea is to sell, sell, sell. We have this, it's Black, come buy from us. This Black History Month, we want to celebrate you. Come shop here. This is what we have. We have a special tab on our website where you can check out all of the Black business owners and highlighting Black business. Now, if you highlight a Black business once in 1 month out of the year, are you really helping them generate some revenue for their company to you know, keep going? Are you really stocking the shelves with Black products, Black-owned products to be exact, throughout the year? Or is February just, you know, the month for you to do it to make sure that you're not like the others who don't care? Now, I have, because of Beyonce's good website and my friend who told me, has informed me so much about different Black designers and so on and so forth, I never really was on a bandwagon of, it's Black History Month, I gotta buy Black. I try to buy Black year round. Now, one thing about buying Black products is that they are more expensive, and there's reasons why. But again, I only buy things that I can afford. I'm not gonna break the bank for what I don't have. That is called working backwards. But when it comes to retail stores, when I see the pandering, I'm not gonna buy. If anything, I'll go directly to the source and buy from their website. I'm not gonna go out of my way to go to a Target to get some Black-owned products and feel better about myself. No, I don't know how the money goes and if it's all the profits that goes to them, but I'd rather go directly to the people than stop at a store and to buy some Black-owned stuff on their shelves that will only be there for a little bit. And then after the end of the month, if it wasn't sold, it will be on clearance. Just saying. Now, being that we mentioned stores, it's only right that we just shift into social media. Social media landscape has been so interesting lately for a while now. Social media has been a thing for such a long time. MySpace is the first one that I know of. I know there's like chat rooms and stuff like that, but I never got a chance to be in a chat rooms. And I think it's because of God's grace, I haven't got a chance to be in those chat rooms. Those chat rooms are a hot mess. So that's why it was God's grace. I didn't need to be in those chat rooms, to be clear about that. But social media, I'll be direct. Instagram, what would social media be? What would these platforms, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, Facebook, ew. What would those social media platforms be without Black creators? Our creativity, our natural sense of comedy and comedic relief. What would those platforms be without us? They know those platforms wouldn't be much without us, but yet they always want to have some type of panel or some stickers to celebrate Black History Month only on Black History Month. Let's be honest. They want to highlight Black creators, but yet they don't pay Black creators. Interesting. You want to honor people, but yet you don't want to show them the honor by actually paying them what they are worth. Interesting. Being that Instagram is slowly but surely turning into some type of Etsy shop. Nope, not even Etsy. That's way too much respect. Some type of flea market of things to buy that they're always selling. And I'm not going to lie, I am so sick and tired of these ads on Instagram. Not Instagram advertising skin products on Black History Month. Also, I like when people say not on Black History Month or on Black History Month. Black people, again, you guys are hilarious. You're funny. I love it. When God created Black people, when he created us, like when he put us into that, you know, into thought, being that we were first, he put a whole lot of hilarious. He put a whole lot of funny. He put so much funny that there wasn't enough left for the others. And as I mentioned, this episode is very Black. It's very honest. It is what it is. And it may sound like a rant, but I have a lot to get off my chest. And I'm trying to get off my chest without sounding like I'm all over the place, which lucky I feel like I am. Maybe this episode is more of a read, but I hope you think and I hope you consider. Now, going back to social media and Black History Month and the pandering, Instagram loves the pandering. From the banners to people on LinkedIn and changing their LinkedIn into kente cloth, little circles around their photos. I think American Airlines did that. Everything is Google. Just look it up. But social media has just been very interesting. To me, Black creators not getting paid like their counterparts has always been interesting to me. always been interesting. And as we talk about of creators not getting paid enough, I think it's very interesting how they always use the same creators for these panels and conversations. Always the same beauty creators or quote unquote fashion creators to lead these conversations. And the interesting thing is that the only time these people ever complain about Black stuff is when they're not getting paid enough. But it's like, how will we understand and help you when it comes to the pay gap if we don't know how much you're getting paid? That's another conversation. I am trying to break the whole entire thing about not discussing your pay with other people. I think that's completely garbage because at the end of the day, we're only screwing ourselves over when we don't know how much we're supposed to be getting paid. I know money can be a taboo conversation, but we all need to get paid the correct amount, right? How will we know? If I don't know how much my coworker is getting paid, how is that going to help me when it comes to my promotion? How is that going to help me knowing that, hey, we're all on the same playing field now? How? But going back to that conversation, it's always the same Black popular creators who are leading these conversations, yet not doing much in the actual community to help other creators. Think about that one. Now, last and certainly not least, when it comes to schools in the conversation of Black History Month, now I can't put it all on the teachers to teach Black History Month because you can't teach Black history, which is also known as American history, probably new to, you know, some people, but Black history is American history. I mean, when the country was built off your back, built off your back, it is a part of the American history. The foundation of American history. Let's just be exact about that. But in Florida, we have a governor of Ron DeSantis who is making sure that history is, certain parts of history is not being taught in schools because it might, you know, make others upset. Now, being that there's already so many gaps in Black history that was, you know, erased on purpose, how does that help us? I don't know if you got the point now, but I don't like DeSantis. He is a menace to everything in the world, especially Florida. Florida already is an upside down state in every law that they have, but it's also Florida. When it comes to the schools, again, I don't say I put all of the responsibility on the teachers because parents too are supposed to teach their children just as much or more than the teachers. Think about your Black History Month at school. How much did you learn? Wasn't it all the same thing? So much repetitive things? Learn about Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, just some parts about Harriet Tubman. Not everything about Harriet Tubman, of course, because if you know too much, then you're going to want to dig deep a little bit more. But we don't talk about James Baldwin. We don't talk about Malcolm X. We don't talk about Angela Davis. We don't talk about so many historical figures that have led the way. Historical figures that went against the system, not work with the system. Lately, that's not the quote exactly, but I remember I've been thinking about how Malcolm X was different. Different in terms of he didn't work with the Democrats, Republicans, and other political figures. He worked on his own lane, did his own thing, you know? Yes, he was with the Nation of Islam, and then he made his own way, and after they deceived him and stuff like that. But he knew that in order to create change, in order to change the system that was broken, that you had to play a role that was out of the system. That's what makes you a rebel. When you go against both parties, when you go against both of what they believe in. Well, we can talk about that another time. But when it comes to Black History Month, February, the commercialization is real. And I hope and I pray that Juneteenth doesn't become the same thing. Because ever since, I think it was 2021, where, you know, everything was going on, the pandemic, George Floyd and so much other, Breonna Taylor, a lot of companies started to recognize Juneteenth as a holiday. I mean, I I appreciate the pay. I feel like it should be double pay if I'm Black, just saying. And I still have the day off, but I don't want the same thing to happen to Juneteenth that is happening to the month of February. That's what I don't want. Because this country has a way of making it seem like, oh, we learned, we want to acknowledge, we want to honor these HBCUs, these historians, these figures. But did you really learn if you keep doing the same thing over and over again? And if y'all really are sorry and really want to learn, y'all need to open up y'all wallets, reparations. I know it's a conversation that's hard to have because how are we really going to do it? But reparations, we can start there. Open your wallets. Pay up. Pay Black people equally, fairly. In this case, at this point, more. So I end this conversation, I end this podcast, this little bit of a rant to say that I love Black history. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's resilient. It's also ugly and scary and sad and depressing. But you know what? It's our history. It's American history. It's world history. It's history that people choose to neglect and choose to hide because of what they have done. Every year I learn so much about Black history. And I'm learning more about my culture as well, as I am Haitian American. I was born in Haiti and I was raised in the U.S. And I became, you know, a citizen of the U.S., thus, you know, Haitian American. And also, as you know, my podcast, after every episode, well, at the end of every episode, I talk about Black business support because I love Black businesses. I have found amazing beauty products, amazing teas, amazing clothing lines, socks, so much, you name it. Because I love Black so much. I'm not the type of Black who says I'm rooting for Black people and not do it. Come on. I can't use Issa Rae Good quote and not live by it. I gotta do it. I gotta support. Just the way I open up my wallet and support them. I know it's not easy to always support Black people, but it's possible, giving them a chance. Some of us, like Jim Jones, will go to a white establishment and get upset because you're not getting customer service. You're about to spend $29,000 and they're ignoring you. Well, sir, at least leave the damn store. You want us to help you look for the manager? Now, if I'm at a store about to spend $29,000 and I'm not being treated like a customer, if I'm not getting VIP, I'm not going to spend 2 hours of my day there and go on Instagram and create a video ranting about it. Baby, I'm leaving. My Black dollars will not stay there. I'm leaving. Anyways, I said I was going to end and I'm still going. But anyways, to end this episode, I don't have just one business to support. I want us to support our history, to learn more about our history, to dig deep and have these conversations about our history. Because what we don't know, we are bound to repeat. And this year and this administration, so much else, I have looked at the way that I vote and I'm changing the way that I vote. That's a conversation for another time. So much disappointment. And I know what you're thinking. Well, there's Asian History Month and Hispanic History Month. I can't speak for them. I can only speak for me and what feels like pandering and what I don't like. There's too many red flags around this month. And I don't mean flags for Valentine's Day. I mean flags for our history. And also, why is our month also shared with Valentine's Day and President's Day? What did presidents ever do for us? I'm just saying, too many holidays in one month. Just saying, just want to say that. But anyways, I appreciate you guys who listen to me every episode and supporting me. And by you supporting me, by liking, leaving a comment, sharing this episode with friends, family, whoever. I appreciate the support. I see the support and I thank you for the support. But anyways, I'll leave you guys here. Let's continue the conversation on my social media, Fan of Life, on Twitter and Instagram. And I hope you like this episode and I'll leave you with this song.
black. Hey. Black. 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 Black.